Hello, hello. Welcome back to Music to My Ears. My name is Courtney. If it is your very first time listening to this episode or to this podcast, hello, hello. Welcome. If it's your second, third, fourth, fifth, or more time listening to any episode, welcome back. Lovely to have you here. So it's been a hot second. By a hot second, I want to say like maybe 3 weeks, which, you know, is I've done worse. I've done worse, but I was hoping to get back into regular scheduled episode posting. And I always say that I feel like ever since I picked up just podcasting after like my like 6 month long hiatus, but I had vacation, people. Please understand. So when was the last time I talked to you guys? I think the last time I talked to you guys was, let's see, according to my schedule, it was, oh my gosh, January 30th. No, okay, February 17th. And that was our 100th episode. Crazy. And then that was like right before I was going on to my break. So for those of you who don't know, I'm currently studying Korean in Korea. I graduated undergrad early to have fun. And so I just finished my winter quarter at the Yonsei University's Korean Language Institute. As a level oneer, we finished that. Now I'm in level two. So I had a 2 week break before starting up my spring quarter, which I just finished the first week of. So this is the second week of my spring quarter. And for my break, I went to Japan and Hong Kong. So it was super, super fun. I wasn't expecting to like, you know, record any episodes or anything, but I was hoping to like basically come back and record an episode and tell you guys how it went. So I guess that's what this is. It's a little overdue, but that's okay. So my break was great. It was very busy, very hectic. So was it a break? Kind of, because I was vacationing, but there was much walking done. So I spent a week in Japan. So the first half of the week I was in Tokyo with my roommate, my roommate that I'm currently living with right now in the dorms in Korea. And then the second half, I went to Osaka on my own via a bullet train to meet up with my level one classmate who's from there. She went back home for the break. So in Tokyo, we spent 2 days at Disneyland. So one at Tokyo DisneySea and one at Tokyo Disneyland. And it was super fun. It kind of ended up like raining on the second day that we went when we were in Disneyland, and I did not bring an umbrella because I was a fool. So for a while I was like standing in line for the Beauty and the Beast like castle ride, and I had to like use my jacket and just like put it over my head. It wasn't like pouring when I was waiting, so that was really nice. It was pouring like after I finished the ride, but it wasn't pouring while I was waiting, which is very nice. But okay, so Tokyo DisneySea was super, super fun. Kind of like when you first go in, it's like Venetian canal vibes. A lot of water themes, very cool. They have like a Soarin ride, which is the one where you're like sitting in like this kind of like old style. You're sitting in like these seats where there's like a huge screen in front of you, so it seems like you're like flying all over the world. It was super cool. Like they had like an olfactory experience. So like depending on the place you're in, you would get like a whiff of like whatever kind of herbs or like kind of like I guess scents that you would smell there. So that was actually a very nice touch. They also had a Journey to the Center of the Earth ride, which was super, super cool. I really like the book, not that I've ever read it in its entirety, but I was still super stoked to see the ride. And it was, like, pretty good until it was, like, also not super fast until, like, maybe the last, like, 15 seconds when it just, like, unexpectedly had, like, a giant drop and I thought my, like, gut was gonna come out of my mouth. But it was super fun, and the waiting line, like, the waiting area, I guess, you know, where you, like, line up, sometimes there's, like, cool things to look at, was also really cool. And along the lines of that, there was also a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride, which I know there's also another book that's by Jules Verne, so Journey to the Center of the Earth is an adventure fiction book written by Jules Verne, and so is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. That one was really cool. You're in this like little like submarine pod thing. You're like going under the water and like seeing all these supposed kind of creatures that are like I guess 20,000 Things Under the Sea. So I really liked those rides. And then the second day was Tokyo Disneyland. A lot of similar rides to the one in California. That's the only other Disneyland that I've been to. A lot of the same kind of like Snow White ride. They had a Peter Pan ride that was unfortunately closed. They also had like, what was it, Space Mountain, which I didn't end up going on because I'm not a huge fan of Fast and Dark. But they had an Indiana Jones ride that was like really similar to the one in California, just like based on hypothetically a different movie. They also had the Jungle Cruise ride, which was obviously in Japanese, so I couldn't really understand the tour guide, but it was still super cool, and it was like slightly different from the one in California. Probably my favorite ride was the Beauty and the Beast Castle one. The line was like 2.5 hours, and I did not go to the bathroom beforehand, and so I was kind of just nervously holding it in while it was like slightly raining. So, but I got there and it was really, really cool. You're in these kind of like giant teacups and like swirl around the castle and kind of you see the narration of the Beauty and the Beast like story. So it was like super, super pretty. Worth the wait. Although I was waiting in line alone because my roommate was waiting in line for Space Mountain at the time. But that was really fun. And then, kind of just in general, what I did in Tokyo was I went to Shibuya Tower. I also went to Tokyo Skytree, just these like super tall towers where you can like see the kind of view, of the city. I went shopping a lot, obviously. I bought this really random book called The Philosophy of Frog and Toad or something like that. And I'm pretty sure that's based on some sort of like either children's book or like picture book. But it has these kind of little like quotes that I guess are like the philosophy of Frog and Toad. And there's also like a Japanese translation. So I'm hoping if I ever find it in myself to diligently learn Japanese and learn how to read Japanese, I can practice by reading this little book that I bought. I bought a lot of clothing. I really wanted to find a hoodie, which I ended up finding in Osaka. So I took a bullet train to Osaka by myself. It was only like 2.5 hours, very, very fast and very quick. And I just went like shopping a lot. I went to the Osaka Science Museum, which was like small but very cute. There were a lot of children there. I bought a kanzashi in like one of the shopping malls underground in the subway station. It's like a hair stick. They have like modern ones and also more traditional ones that are a bit more pricey. I bought this like metal one that I could totally like injure myself with if I'm not careful, because it's basically just like a metal like stick. I ended up buying like two hoodies. So I found this like first hoodie at this like mall in Osaka that's this like bright blue, and I was like, okay, I don't have anything bright blue, and I feel like a pop of color never hurt anybody. But it says Disco Club Boy on the back. So it's like, I don't know what it means, but at least I understand that it says Disco Club Boy, because I feel like a lot of times in East Asia, there's often like random English writing that doesn't necessarily, like sometimes it's not even grammatically correct. So I feel like Disco Club Boy is not grammatically incorrect per se, it just doesn't really make sense. I don't know if it's like a reference to anything. But then literally on the day that I was flying out to Hong Kong, I went to a store and there was this really, really cute like bright green, I won't say like highlighter green, but like quite like a pastel-y green hoodie that there is this Japanese snack called Koala's March, and it's basically these little like biscuits in the shapes of like little with little koala like drawings on them, and then inside is like some form of like chocolate or like strawberry paste, that kind of thing. And there was a hoodie, I guess there was like a collab that the store had with like the snack brand, but it was on sale for like $8, and so I ended up getting it, and I like carried it as my like personal item onto the plane, like my little shopping bag. So that was really fun. Japan overall was very nice. It's very windy, but I guess that's what you get with like a giant island, a very narrow giant island. So it was still quite chilly. So like the weather itself wasn't as cold as Korea, but because of the wind, I guess it just made it a lot colder. But it was really fun and the people are really nice. I got the like when I was trying to get to the airport in Osaka to fly out to Hong Kong, it was a whole ordeal because my like luggage wheel had broken, so I was basically dragging this like 50-pound luggage with me, and I like the train station was like so huge that like on one track there'd be like multiple trains going to different places, and I just kept and like at first I got onto the wrong train and it wasn't actually going to the airport, so it was like squished, but I had to get off before the doors closed, and I kept like having to like ask people like using Google Translate, but they were like so nice and they often didn't speak English, but they would like be willing to help me like find my train and like point me to the right area. And so very, very grateful. So then after that week, I went to Hong Kong to meet up with my mother. She was also flying out to Hong Kong from the US. So that was nice because I actually have family in Hong Kong and I'm not completely alone. And I also know the language, unlike I do with Japanese. I may not be able to read anything in Hong Kong, but at least I can like ask someone if I do get lost. But basically the entire time I was with my mom, I had a lot of good food. I had dim sum. I went to great efforts to look for this dessert place that I so lovingly recall from like 4 years ago, but I guess it struggled because of the pandemic. It's kind of like known as like a mango dessert place. So there's like rice balls and like chunks of mango, and there's like mango ice cream, and it's like really, really good. But I guess because of the pandemic, a lot of the locations closed, because like almost every single location we went to, it was gone. Like Google Maps was not updated, by the way. It would say that it's there and it's actually not. So that was kind of sad. But I did end up eating a mango like dessert at a random dessert shop towards the end of my stay. So that was really nice. But I missed the food already. There is dim sum in Korea, just not to the degree of like variety that there obviously is in Hong Kong, since dim sum is like a Hong Kong dish. But I'm still looking. I'm hoping to find it somewhere. And it's also like more expensive than it is in Hong Kong, obviously. So we're still looking for it, but it was a good experience while I had it. It was also way warmer because Hong Kong is more south. And so I wish I brought like a pair of shorts or something. So, but anyways, it was really good. It was a really good experience. And I also haven't seen my mother in a while. So that was really nice. But yeah, so basically then I came back to Korea, like with maybe like 1.5 days of relaxation before my spring quarter started, which is fine. I'm very glad that I was able to travel around East Asia. Especially now that I'm kind of like in the area, I guess, and you know, stuff is closer together. And so, yeah, so ever since then, I've been back. What have I been up to? I've just been doing my Korean class. It's been a bit more difficult than level one. There's a lot of vocabulary, that kind of stuff. I have a whole new set of classmates, and they're very lovely. Sometimes I see my old classmates because we're all on the same floor. We're just in different classrooms, kind of. Some are at the end of the hall, some are like right across from me. So sometimes I'll see them during break time. But I've met a lot of cool people in my class. There's people from China, there's a guy from Mongolia, girls from Italy and France, a girl from Russia, a girl from Turkey, and a couple of people from Japan. So there's a lot of people from different places, which is really nice. My teachers are really nice. I do love my level one teachers, though. No hate. And I saw one of my level one teachers today for the first time since last quarter, and I was so happy, because I don't know like what her room number is, so normally I'm unable to find her during break time. So that was really nice. There's something I was going to tell you guys about. Oh yes, so this past weekend I went to the movie theaters in Korea for the first time. I went to a movie theater close by and watched Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. Very excited. I'd heard from a couple of my friends that people said it wasn't very good, but I'm a very easy to please person, especially when watching movies. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I don't know, I was having a good time. There weren't that many people in the movie theater, like anyways. I was like literally the only person in my whole row. I bought some garlic popcorn to eat. It was great. Yeah, I don't know. I love Paul Rudd, the guy who plays Ant-Man. So I think that's a really good time. And then basically after I came back from the movie theater, I ended up watching Black Panther: Wakanda Forever because I still hadn't watched that. That is also super good. Black Panther is always a good franchise, though. So I think I'm finally caught up with all my Marvel movies. Yes, I should be. Yeah, and this weekend, I might end up watching the second Shazam movie with one of my classmates. I haven't seen the first one. Is Shazam DC? I don't know. I think it is. All I know is it's about a kid who, if he says Shazam, he turns into like an adult superhero. That's all I know about it. But I told my classmate that I'll watch the first movie on my own so that we can watch the second movie in theaters. I think it just came out. But yeah, I think movie theaters in Korea are a good time. You can basically buy the movie ticket at this like kiosk, so you don't have to like talk to an employee. You can also like order your food via the kiosk. So it's like super efficient. The movie theaters itself, like what do you call it? The place where they screen the movie. is very nice. And the tickets for me were like 11 for adults were like $11 on the weekend, and I think like slightly cheaper, like $10.30 during the week. So I feel like maybe about the same as the US. Although the US, I feel like depending like if you're in the city or something, it can get pretty expensive. So might want to go to another movie theater again. What else? I've gone back to continuing circus classes, which is really fun. Oh, something very exciting this quarter. A new development this quarter is that I've been working out every morning. So upon noticing my extreme lack of strength over the break, because I'd get so tired after walking all the time, I was like, no, I need to work out. And I worked out every day when I first came to Korea in like December of last year. I would work out like in the evenings, but I got COVID on Christmas, and I know it's no excuse, but like once I got out of quarantine, I never resumed my consistent workout schedule. So I was like, okay, I feel like as much as I want to work out in the evening, I feel like I'll be able to establish a better consistent schedule if I work out in the mornings before class. Because I feel like normally when class is over, you're like, oh, I can like do homework and take a break, you know, like you don't think about working out. So literally like came back on a Saturday, like last Saturday, or not last Saturday, but like came back this Saturday from Hong Kong, and then Sunday morning started working out. So during the week, I work out from 6:45 a.m. to 7:45 a.m. So I wake up around like 6:20, 6:30. And that means I obviously have to go to sleep a little earlier because I like to get my 8 hours of sleep. So I usually sleep around like 10:30 if I, you know, don't have any plans with like friends or anything. But so far I haven't tripped up, knock on wood, don't want to ruin it. But I feel good. When I first started working out, I was like so sore for like several days. It felt horrible. But now I'm only just like a little sore, like a little tired, you know, not more than the usual. So, you know, I normally do like 15 minutes of stretching and then like maybe 30 minutes of kind of like some strength exercises, you know, just the push-ups, crunches, squats, all of that lovely stuff. Still working towards a pull-up. I don't think I'll get there anytime soon because I feel like my arms really are like the weakest part of my body. But I have an assisted pull-up band, so it's okay. And then the last like 15 minutes I work on like handstands and stuff for like circus, which I also think I'm getting better at. I think I'm able to kind of hold it a little bit better. Obviously, it kind of depends on just like how I enter the handstand, but I feel a bit better about it. And circus, I'm kind of at the same place, which is sometimes is a little frustrating. Like I haven't really been able to do any moves like by myself. Like my teacher always needs to spot me, and I know that's more of like a safety thing. And I want to say part of it is like confidence, and part of it is also strength. Like I need to be strong enough to be able to complete kind of like a full turn or something by myself. And so I'm hoping by working out I'll be able to do that. And before class, sometimes I do some like partner acro with my teacher, which is super fun because he's very strong and I'm not a very small flyer. So it's super fun to kind of get that practice in. And this month I've bought a couple more like I guess coupons than more than usual. So coupons I can use basically to take classes at the circus school. So beyond acrobatic, I think I'm gonna do like acro flow, which on their schedule is listed as an advanced class, but I asked my teacher and he says it should be fine. So I think I'm gonna go this week because I met a student during the acrobatic class that I took yesterday, and she said she might go this week to the acro flow class. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. Flow seems like it's gonna be smooth, and I'm not super smooth, so I'm hoping I can like work on that in that class. But I'll let you guys know how that goes. And then today I had lunch with my current classmates for the first time, which was really, really nice. We just kind of like talked and chilled and hung out, and it was cool. And then the last final exciting thing that I think I can tell you guys, in this episode, obviously, is my best friend from high school, is potentially coming to Korea to visit me. I'm very excited. She is currently taking a semester off from the college she's going to, and doing a little bit of like an internship slash work thing. And so she's gonna take a week off, and head to East Asia first, maybe visit some family, and then afterwards come to Korea to visit me. Because she'll be in the area, as you know. And the most exciting part is that it's going to be potentially during my birthday. So I am very, very excited, as you all know. Actually, as you may not know, I am turning the ripe old age of 22 next month. And, well, you know what? It's not a ripe old age. I'm still in my early 20s, but I'm very excited. I have a pact with this friend. We made a pact basically saying that once we are both of age, we are going clubbing together, which, you know, clubbing's not really our thing, but, you know, it's all about the experience, and the club nightlife in Korea is supposedly a wild time. So I still have yet to go, but once my friend comes, we can go together. So I'll let you guys know how that experience goes. It'll be a very interesting time. Okay, if that felt like a sudden pause, it's because my roommate totally just entered the room. I don't know if you guys heard, like, the door unlocking. So I don't remember where I stopped, but I feel like that's, like, everything I have to say about the last, like, 3 weeks. So let's take a quick break, and afterwards I'll give you guys the song recs for this episode. Okay, welcome back. I'm going to be kind of fast because I don't know when my roommate's coming back, and I feel weird about recording, like, while she's in the room. The song recs for this episode, I will be honest, I have not thought about it yet, but that's okay. The first one I know for sure is Forget Me by Lewis Capaldi, who is a very famous artist. What was his breakout song? Someone You Loved. He has this, like, really nice voice that is, like, does not sound like how he normally speaks, but it's, like, way, way deeper. But he has a song called Forget Me that's very kind of, like, it's quite poppy, and Someone You Love, like, the song that I think, like, made him, a lot more well-known, is, like, very kind of, like, ballady, slow, like, sad, tormenting kind of emotions, whereas this one is, like, I don't really know how to describe the emotion, but it's still kind of, like, this, like, belting kind of vibe. But I don't know. There's a bit more of a beat to it. It's like, slightly upbeat. Even the lyrics are still sad because he talks about, like, I don't want you to forget me. I want you to, like, remember me and feel bad about the fact that we're no longer in a relationship or something like that. I don't know. I just really like his voice. And I think he has a really, really pretty and, like, I feel like a decently recognizable voice. So I highly recommend listening to that. So Forget Me by Lewis Capaldi. And then the second one, I think I'll say, I don't know if I should do, like, I've been listening to my past, like, Spotify Wrapped playlist, and I was like, I feel like my music taste in the past was, like, decently good. I don't know, I was very happy with the songs that were on my, like, top 50 or however many songs that Spotify puts in your like Spotify Wrapped. Okay, so I think for a bit of a contrast, we're gonna recommend a slower song for the second one. So I'm gonna recommend Before You by Benson Boone, who is, like, I think he got popular, I think his song got popular on TikTok. I forgot what it was called. Ghost Town. Yes, I think that's his, like, breakout song. But he also has a very nice voice in a different way from Lewis Capaldi. Lewis Capaldi has this very deep, rich voice, and Benson Boone has this kind of, like, like, it kind of sounds like a teen heartthrob kind of voice. But it's very nice, and I think he sings with, like, a lot of emotion. So in terms of Before You, as the title suggests, it's kind of like, how could I go back to my life before, like, knowing you? Now that I know what it's like to kind of, like, be with you and live with you, that kind of thing. But it's really, really pretty, and it's just kind of like the raw piano accompaniment and his vocals, and it's so, so pretty. My favorite part is during the second verse. There's this part where he, like, slows down. It's kind of, like, obviously the same melody as the first verse, but he draws out, like, the like, words that he's singing and kind of, like, really slows down the tempo before he gets back into, like, the chorus again. And it's super pretty. Okay, we're back. In a desperate attempt to finish the episode and recording the episode, I have come to a random room that's, like, on the first floor of my dorm, and I hope that no one's here because the lights are all off, so I'm assuming that no one's here, but if someone's listening, I guess you get a free preview of the episode. Okay, anyways, as you guys can probably tell, my roommate came back into the room, so I had to find somewhere else to go. I originally went into the stairway, but the acoustics are horrible because I was, like, echoing so intensely. And then a girl was, like, coming down the stairs to do her laundry, and her, like, footsteps were obviously just, like, very loud. So that's okay. It's okay. But anyways, so I, like, totally lost track of what I was talking about. But I'm assuming I was talking about the song recs. So as a reminder, the song recs are Forget Me by Lewis Capaldi and Before You by Benson Boone. So feel free to check those out and let me know what you think. Hopefully next time I record, there will be slightly less hiccups, so apologies for the very choppy, like, recording and all of that jazz, but I
appreciate you still listening. But anyways, so in that case, that's it. As always, please make sure you're taking care of yourselves. Hopefully it's getting warmer wherever you guys are. So you'll be able to enjoy the sunshine a little bit more. In Korea, it's still a little chilly, but the sun is really beaming. So I actually have to make sure I wear some sunscreen or else I'm going to get all sunburnt. So make sure you're taking care of yourselves, eating enough food, working out if you can. And if not, you know, do some stretching, that kind of stuff. Make sure you're taking breaks, getting enough rest and all of that fun stuff. But since that's it for this episode, I will see you all in the next one. Bye, everyone.